broadcasting from the top, high atop the Rockies, at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We warm your locus Aurelius by blasting your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain with hazy and toasty 666 degrees Fahrenheit. Please insert the blue cortex into your brain right now. The trigger weens is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments, government agents. And you specifically, if you're a cop. How are you? Can you feel it? Is it working?
Yep.
We got Jeremy, we got Michael W. Dean, we got Lisa. I'm Steve Miller, here in the heart of DNC darkness, Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're suffering through Hillary there, aren't you?
Hilly, yes, I am. It's been.
What
it's
was
been
the word you used for? You used an interesting word for communists today. What was it? In an email to me?
I might have called them Avakianites. I called them Avakianites.
What is that?
Okay. Let's explain this. Let me tell the entire story. So I go to work today like a normal human being would, right? And, you know, you go to work. You think, hey, I'm here at work. It's a nice it's a nice capitalist activity to be doing, going and exchanging your services for money. Like, that's something that not a communist does. And I'm at work, and then I'm talking to the security guard. He says, hey, could I get X food? I say, sure, old friend. Let me make that for you. And then he says, so there's these guys outside, and there's about 80 of them, and they're waiting to come in, and they're all wearing the same shirt, and it's a black shirt, and it says, revolution, nothing less, and then it says, Revolutionary Communist Party on the back. And that is run by a psycho named Bob Avakian, who is kind of like Lyndon Rouge 2.0, except he's a red. And nobody else that worked at the concert venue that I worked at saw the red menace like I did. I saw, we absolutely do not want these people in here. They're not going to buy anything. They're not going to tip if they do.
They're going to complain.
They're going to throw
their shoes into the machinery of your wonderful.
It's going to be absolutely wretched. So
to sabotage them.
So nice.
Wait, wasn't that the Luddites, not the commies?
No, were they Luddites? I thought they were union people. Oh no, you're right. They were. Anyway, anybody who destroys the machinery of capitalism is communist. So go on.
So I think, all right, well, maybe he's giving a high estimate. There can't really be 80 communists, like, right on the corner. And I walk outside, and sure enough, there are a good 60 to 70 commies right there on the corner. And then I realize that they're on the corner because that's where Food Not Bombs is giving away free food.
Nice.
And they're all there getting their free, like, rice and beans, and very few
of them. But to be clear, these probably aren't homeless people. These are people who just want a free lunch, right?
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to volunteer for Food Not Bombs, and, you know, they're good people and they do good work. They may be kind of leaning toward the left, but you know what? Unlike most of the left who want the government to point guns to redistribute the wealth, Food Not Bombs goes out and gets it and you know, finds people to donate it and donate their time to go out and give it away to homeless people, as well as to young college students who just want a free lunch like these people.
Who want a t-shirt and to say that they opposed Hillary and et cetera. And I walk past these people, and oh man, I had forgotten about the writing in Mao's Little Red Book, where he said that it is imperative for the communist to reject not only capitalism but also hygiene.
Well, yeah, more than one deodorant. Bernie says more than one cloud. Deodorant is it's actually part of their activism. I have met communists. From communist anarchists from Philadelphia who ignore hygiene intentionally as activism. And it was West Philly. Are you from West Philly?
Yeah, I am not. I'm from North Philly.
Yep. You're North Philly. Okay, this is West Philly, and this was the Lost Film Festival
from,
people.
Nobody from West Philly will dare venture into Kensington. You tell them you're from Kensington, and they immediately think you're on hard
drugs. I mean, this guy always like stressed that he was from West Philly, like as if it was tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, though they think it's tough, and
Well, wasn't that the Fresh Prince's whole shtick? That West Philly was supposed to be tough.
He was from Southwest Philly.
Yeah,
but that doesn't so syllabically fit.
And how tough is the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Yeah, Will Smith.
If he ain't running up into houses in Bel Air while he's living there, he ain't that tough.
I'm so tough that I'm going to be the black man everyone at the office can agree on.
Yeah.
I'm so tough that I could be 1/64th of the black man everybody at the office.
I'm blacker than Will Smith.
I mean, that's not that difficult of an achievement. I have a Kensington mailing address. I'm blacker than Will Smith.
You sound blacker than Will Smith. All right, go on.
No, you have me confused with Jeremy, and he doesn't get to be blacker than Will Smith because it's...
No.
Don't.
Did Buffering hard? take a Buffering, Steve.
I know, I took a Buffering. Hold on.
All right. I'll fix it. I forgot to fix it. Go ahead.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
Buffering hard.
So the communists have you surrounded. And what happened?
They don't have me surrounded because I'm in a basement and I'm guarded by these bouncers that are on the outside. So I'm pretty free of communist infiltration. But I go downstairs and I say unto the people, like, yo, yeah, like, make sure you're on the lookout tonight. Like, don't take any commie bunk from these dinks. Like, as soon as someone tries to run up on you, like, with any sort of, like, Marxist leanings, like, we need to get them bounced, like, ASAP, because this is not a house of communism. We're a concert venue. We go, we have a good time. And,
what do you do there? Sell food?
We don't deal in commies. Yeah.
So did you consider Food Not Bombs to be taking your money competition outside? I'm kidding.
Taking money from a communist is like
you know,
stealing a Facebook tag from me. You know? Taking one of my memes, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. The analogies break down and I'm still mad about these. It didn't work. Yeah. I'm still mad about these commies. And
I can tell.
However, I left work for an hour and a half, remained on the clock, and went to this comedy show, and I did this Political Science Theater 3000 show where it was just people sitting and, like, they had a live stream of the DNC on, and people were making fun of the people. And luckily, this congressman came on, and he was boring as all get out, and he looked like a piece of male genitalia. And that was great. Wow. And I got off stage, and a person comes up to me, a Vietnamese gentleman, no less, and says unto me, "Steve Miller, Miller, love you on the Fiends." And oh man, did that set off a sticker bonanza in his life. I just got my shipment. And yeah, but if you're in Philly for the DNC and you're watching this, you see a handsome fellow walking around in a bolo tie. Name drop the Fiends. Might be good for a couple stickers. I came really close to giving that kid my Bipcot mask today.
You know,
Wow, that's big.
I decided not to. I've been carrying my flag with me everywhere I go, and I forgot to bring my flag to almost the first thing today. But it's a little bit like Linus with his security blanket, me with my don't take my bolo ties, Gadsden flag.
Yeah. You got your flag, man.
I did get my flag.
I got you that. I mean, you paid for it, but after they messed it up, I
cracked skulls. Yeah.
Cracked skulls over in China.
Make Kensington great again.
Yep. Worms.
Yeah. Worms indeed. So that's life. But the entire city's besieged by just the most awful leftists you can imagine.
Leftists.
Yeah. Commies.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though. I mean, this
Reds,
is an interesting.
Pinkos.
It's a very interesting. What do they call it when you vote and they put in a goon? Oh, election? Yeah. I haven't done it so long. I forgot. It's an interesting one, though, because it's the first one that I can remember where, like, there were two, each side had two candidates against each other who were, and one was pretending to be, like, not of the man, you know? Like, Trump is so of the man. Like, he is, you know, he's like the vibrator in Hillary's top drawer for decades. You know, that she uses that when Bill's out with sexy curvy interns. In blue
Lisa
dresses.
Says, "Oh, the visual." I say, "Oh, the show title."
I know. Hillary Clinton is the vibrator. No, Trump. Yeah, I got it.
Hillary Clinton is a liar. Donald Trump is a liar. A socialist, and he's the vibrator. Hillary Clinton. Stop.
Yeah. Anyway, go on, Steve.
But you bike past these groups of people, and you get these wide eyed. And every like leftist stereotype is true. Like you could have a bingo board and just be like, "Whoop, drum circle, check it. Hacky sack, check it.
Bad hygiene, you know. No hygiene.
Oh check yeah, it. Thinks hygiene is a greeting. Check.
hygiene. Yeah, nice."
And I'm biking all around this place, and like people don't know how to drive. Like they're all like nobody's familiar with any of my roads, like. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. I know people who are volunteering, and the comedian I know who's volunteering today came up with a totally original idea that the Ruskies are trying to bury Hillary. And
which is kind of funny.
And then later on, he asked me who Henry Kissinger is. And then he asked me why I was holding my temples.
Think about how funny the theory is that the conspiracy theory that the Russians are trying to put in Trump.
That's
over
mainstream.
The
Hillary went full Alex Jones on day one of the convention. That's the best.
Nice.
That was.
Did you see the Alex Jones fight with Sank Yeager? It was great.
Yes, yes. Oh,
it was awesome.
And the memes about it were great. The
Holocaust denier. Yeah, what was it?
Armenian genocide denier
goes after attacks humble water salesman.
Yeah, yep. Water.
I lolled for days.
Sweet. I'll bet Alex Jones liked it too. I haven't tuned in, but he's got a sense of humor about that kind of stuff. He was one of the main people like joking about the what was it? There's a theory that he's some comedian that
Bill Hicks.
Who is
it? Bill Hicks.
Yeah, he brings that up a lot.
I have a joke about Bill Hicks because I have the character Ricky the Carney who knocked up your cousin at the state fair last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh man, people walk up to me, they're like, "Yo, Ricky, you like Bill Hicks?" And I'm like, "No, I don't never Bill no Hicks. I walk ride into the management's trailer and I say, "Listen, I work this entire carnival. You better give me cash because I send in Hicks no bills."
That's great. Yeah.
Oh man.
We'll be back after this trip to the free market.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
And there existed stickers. They used to not exist. Now they exist.
That's funny. DJ, how do you like the Fiend stickers on our coffee pot?
They're gorgeous.
Yes. What do they say?
State speech is hate speech. And BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, and people can get them by going to freedomfiends.com and clicking on the new link at the top. It says stickers. And there will be more designs. So check back regularly. Catch them all.
Worms.
During the break, I was selling Lisa on the benefits of a Kensingtonian lifestyle.
Are you renting a room there, Steve?
Nah, not at the moment, but you can get a house here.
Why not? Don't
you can get a house here for 10 grand. There's a house for sale for $10,000, like 6 blocks away. And, you know, if you're strapped up, as they say here in Kensington, you'll be fine.
I'll say this, Lisa. I think you would be happier. I think I would be happier, at least. Living in a horribly dangerous neighborhood where it's legal to carry a gun, legally carrying a gun. I would be happier in that neighborhood in a $10,000 house I owned than I would renting in a crazy, nicer apartment condo building in a different state that's not really in a bad neighborhood, but it has crazy neighbors that are loud that I can't get rid of.
I am telling you, I'm at that point now. I really am because I moved here for the view.
Do you have enough credit to get a 10 grand house? Could you do it?
I probably could. I probably
there you
could.
Go. Do you have a lease on your condo?
No, I'm month to month now. I can leave whenever. I just have to give some notice. How convenient.
And wait,
right?
Your kid is what, 17?
16, yeah.
And she's, so you want to stay because, okay, but she's out of the country for a year, isn't she, or something?
Well, that's the 23-year-old. She's out for a couple of weeks. She's in France. Yeah, the 16-year-old
well,
is me.
Her,
but
just leave a note.
See how far you have to go to get a night's rest?
You can live at, we can live anywhere.
leave a note on the door for her when she comes back. She'll find you.
Tell her where I am.
Just tell her there's a Pokemon in Kensington.
Oh, you know what? Never. Okay. So where the $10,000 house is, I will tell you this, though, is also a place where people like to debut their rap albums at 3 a.m. on a Wednesday morning through their car speakers.
No.
Yeah.
we have some of that going on around here,
you know what,
too,
though? I can tolerate noise more than I can tolerate, like, noise that sounds like it's going to erupt into violence, like neighbors fighting and calling the police.
Yeah, there is, like, an impending, like, anxiety there, whereas, like, it's just annoying if someone's blasting their rap album. I definitely get that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I can handle loud music, people laughing, whatever, but the fights and slamming doors and screaming and crying and dramas is too much.
Yeah. So you need to move to the slum of, the hood of Kensington for some peace and quiet, basically. Yeah.
Why'd you move here for the peace?
invite your neighbors to the zone of death in Wyoming that allows for totally legal murder. We're going to talk about that later.
I'll give them a one-way ticket, all of them.
All right. So, Steve, finish up your communist complaint. Your complaints about the commies.
Right.
They're there to see Hillary.
My list of grievances against the Reds is rather lengthy this evening.
Are you going to read it through a bullhorn? You should. human bullhorn.
Tell me what communistophobia looks like. This is what communistophobia looks like. They're inane chants. At least they were not chanting. But yeah. Whose streets are streets? Makes me wish somebody would run them over on the streets.
Wow.
Whose streets are streets says is so it's entirely content free. So you're marching on the street for one day, and then what happens? Whose streets are streets? Okay, your streets. All right. Have fun with them. Problem solved.
I'm looking at a headline from there today. Bernie supporters take over media tent after convention walkout. See, here's the problem. They don't understand.
We've taken the tent.
These kids
got
into politics. Like,
fun.
This happened with Ron Paul a few years ago. Like, he almost had a chance. The Republicans locked him out. The same thing happened with Republicans last week. The longtime conservatives that wanted anyone but Trump got locked out. This week, it's the Bernie supporters, the newly minted, voters who just are not old enough to drink but can vote, are like, wait a minute, they're usurping democracy. No, this is democracy. In an electoral college, like, they're not even breaking the rules. This is what democracy looks like, Bernie supporters.
Okay. The only thing these people are
so anti-gun. Like, really, like, good thing they ignore the part in the Communist Manifesto, which is probably the basis of libertarians talking about the aggression principle, is that thing in the Communist Manifesto where Mao said that power comes from the barrel of a gun. Yeah.
Meow.
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 Yeah.
So their chants are inane. They smell like death. They only travel in swarms. I don't like their
swarms.
Okay. So a swarm of commies.
Yeah.
There's a swarm of commies out front.
All right.
Boo to commies. Say no to communism. That's the
bottom line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say no to swarms of communism. All right.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
If someone can convince me it'll be funny or make for a good story, absolutely.
So you're not a gold star gay like Derek J.
No, that never claimed to have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your pinky
I haven't like lost 10, any right? of my kids in war.
Oh. Is that how you
see what I did there?
You're calling it there?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
The war between the sexes.
Nothing funnier than some war dead, am I right?
So, do you got any closing arguments about the commies before we move on to other?
Don't become a communist, because the few that got inside, there were some that maintained that they should not have to show an ID.
You guys hearing this? Miller Miller is buffering hard, man.
I'm the Kenny G. Yeah, all right. Got me now.
So
I buff dumped everyone.
Yeah, I got you.
So, so there were three miners with them, and they walked up to the bouncer beforehand, to their credit, and were like, "Hey."
Worked in a mine or people under 21?
I mean, people. They didn't have jobs. People under 21, and they come to the bouncer. They say, "We have three minors," and he's like, "Well, they can't come in because it's a 21 and over venue," and they're like, "Well." Okay, and then they walk away, and then they come back, and they have determined that their plan to get the miners in is to tell the bouncer he's a fascist.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they did it like the way dumb people successfully did it in cartoons, where like they got a trench coat and like, you know, became really tall on each other's shoulders or something.
That would require creativity.
Or at least a trench coat, at least a possession.
You know what?
It would require property, so they couldn't do it.
I don't think commies are beyond redemption, though. I really believe that.
Well, they hate the government as it stands now, and they don't really want to live under a communist government, because a communist government, you wouldn't have an iPod or an iPad or the internet, and if you did. If you expressed displeasure with anything the government did, it would not end well for you. And they can't wrap their head around this. They think there's like, I don't know, soft communism or something, but there's not. And they also don't really understand that the only way communism can work is basically to have a soldier on every corner with an AK-47 treating everyone like the enemy. And they wouldn't like that. But they haven't really thought it through. So, you know, to them it just sounds like, oh, God, it's fair. Everyone shares everything. Yeah, try to share their girlfriend and their weed and their laptop and see what they do.
Boom, boom, boom.
They have girlfriends.
Laptop, grandpa, laptop? What's that?
You could take my girlfriend, but you'll never take my fiend phone.
So speaking of which, I am thinking again. I was talking a couple years ago about creating a cryptocurrency called Wormcoin.
Yes.
And I abandoned the idea. I was just like, oh, the world doesn't need another, you know, Me Too cryptocurrency. There's like 500 of them out there. You know, the top 10 of them, like, you know, Dogecoin is like number 10 of the most valuable. And it's valued about like Zimbabwe dollars, which is to say it has some value, which is more, you know, like something like 10,000 Dogecoin or 100,000 is a dollar. It might even be like a billion is a dollar. But it has some value, which is more than, you know, the other 490 currencies below it. So what I'm thinking is Bipcoin. Now, the domain is already taken for some reason, probably because it's a misspelling of Bitcoin that people think, and they could sell it, but it's not being used for anything. But, you know, I'll get Bipcoin.com. I'll just make it a page on the Bipcot site.org site or something. But so here's what I'm thinking about Bitcoin. Like, you know, if someone asked me, like, well, what's it going to have? That, you know, why should we do this? First of all, I'm thinking of basing it on Namecoin so it can actually be used for DNS, for, you know, like sensor proof domain registrations, which Namecoin had a great idea with that. And it was actually the second cryptocurrency after Bitcoin, and it's actually worth something. But the Bitcoin developer team just kind of like drove it into the ground. Like they want to like partner with Google and governments and things like that. And like, that's not how you make a government proof, you know, domain name. And also they had a problem of like, you know, it was 6 cents to register a domain name. So people like use automation scripts and registered like every noun in the dictionary. Like it's all squatted up. So I was actually thinking, so that's one thing, is maybe have it, you know, have the function of Namecoin, if they have a good wallet yet. They used to have a horrible wallet. I don't know if they fixed that yet. But the other thing is, this coin would have, well, for one thing, too, it would also have the Bipcot.org cachet behind it. There is some, you know, like people are into that. They know what that is. So this would be the, although the problem is, too, if this horribly fails, it would look bad for Bipcot, which is doing pretty well right now. But
Bipcot's on fire.
It is. But I'm also thinking, so like everyone loves my cat, Bipcat, the weird looking cat that's like, you know, almost a Kittler. I'm thinking like the logo for Bipcoin would be my cat, Bipcat's face in the middle of the Bipcot logo, you know, like yawning, like replacing the monster mouth in the Bipcot.org logo. And it'd be like, you know, Bipcoin.org.cc or whatever, no government coin or something. And it would be covered by the Bipcot license. So this was a problem with Bitcoin. Like if Bitcoin had been covered by the Bipcot license, if the Bipcot license had existed then, that'd be kind of interesting. Like I would like to see governments deal with, okay, if we try to outlaw this, they're going to publish our home addresses and make fun of us. You know, that's like part of the... Maybe. I don't know about the doxing, but, you know, they're going to
I don't recall that in the license anymore.
I just updated it. Yeah, it's version 1.11. Yeah.
Yeah, no, had to agree to it on the Bipcot app.
Yeah, well, I could update it. I could update the license to 1.1 or 1.2 and, like, add doxing in it, which is pretty heavy duty. I mean, that can get scary.
Make it an option on the app.
Yeah, make it an option. Yeah. Doxing. Yeah. So basically, like, this would be, you know, not legally out of the control of governments, but it would be like, you know, no girls allowed, no governments allowed on your clubhouse. And then the other thing, this is the kind of brilliant thing, I think, or the thing that not a lot of other coins have, at least. I don't know how brilliant it is. But do you know, there's something I call the pizza problem. Do you guys know what the pizza problem is with Bitcoin or was?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think so.
When Bitcoin started, it was like, you know, a bunch of tech savvy people. Like when it first started, like you had to be a hacker to
buy pizza.
Right, yeah. Right. Like, you know, for about a year, it had no value, and it was really easy to mine. And people were like, "Well, I've mined myself a million Bitcoin. What do I do with it?" And really, the answer would have been, "Shut up, encrypt that hard drive, and sit on it for 5 years, and then you can like buy Trump and have him be your houseboy." But you know, so like, what the first thing happened, like a year after Bitcoin started, somebody bought a pizza with it. It was basically like some guy in Florida and some guy in Michigan were talking on some website like Bitcoin.org or whatever. And the guy was like, "Okay, let's try to give this some value. So what do you want?" And the guy's like, "Well, I'd like a couple pizzas right now. Me and my friends are hungry." And he's like, the guy in Florida is like, "Okay, I'll tell you what. Send me 10,000 Bitcoin," which was worthless at the time. And the guy said, like, "You know, tell me your address and I'll call a pizza delivery place in your town and use my credit card and send you two pizzas." And this happened. And this is verified. There's the blockchain record of it. So there was value assigned to pizza, and it was 10,000 Bitcoin for two pizza. Can you imagine? You know, 10,000 Bitcoin would now be worth, what's the math? It's like, Bitcoin's like $600. Yeah.
It's like $650 right now.
Okay. Yeah, so 10,000, what would that be worth? Who's good at math? Who didn't go to public school?
$65,000.
A lot more than that.
I'm like,
I went to seminary. Don't ask me any questions.
10,000 times 6 million.
Calculator 6.6 million Dean and his weird friends.
Calculator fiends. Yeah, I used a calculator. Yeah, they were $6.6 million. So, yeah. And Bitcoin was $666 the other day for a minute. The devil. All right, so
it probably will be again. It's hovering around that range.
That's the problem with every like me too, you know, cryptocurrency. Like the only one that's really solved it, you know, was Dogecoin because it was a cute meme. You know, and I'll have my cat, Bipcat. Someone made Catcoin, but it never went anywhere. They didn't really do much with it. But so it'll have cats going for it. But it'll also solve the pizza problem. Because what I'm going to do basically is if people start mining this thing, I will take, like, let's say 10,000 Bipcoin for 30 seconds of ad time on the Freedom Fiends. So this currency will have a built-in value. And I'm going to see if Nick, since Nick has a surplus of yak meat and he can't sell it all, you know, maybe he can make yak jerky. I think that Bipcoin's value will initially be tied to Freedom Fiends radio ads and yak meat.
Are we discussing yak meat? Because when I was going through a dusty old meme drawer the other day, I found the meme of Jeremy with Gigi Bowman, and it says I was the one who wanted the yak meat for personal consumption, which is a direct Jeremy Hengler quote.
That's funny.
Well, never see that one?
Nick was Googling today for
here, John.
Prostitutes near Philomath, Oregon, that take yak meat as payment. Did you guys see that?
Desperate times, desperate measures. Can't blame the kid.
Maybe it was actually me Googling in his name, but yeah, I also like the that
don't Google in my name.
That account, what is it? Fiends Out of Context. Today, it posted. The guy who runs it posted. And coming up next, I'll shame my friend who has cancer, Michael W. Dean. I guess I did actually say that last night on the show.
Yes, you did.
But my friend who has cancer loved that and was the whole story and was tweeting it. He thought it was really funny. So that's great.
I guess you could say he had good vibes, huh?
Good vibes. All right. So that's my plan for Bipcoin, since people are already wanting to invest. No, I'm not. It's not like that. But I need someone to make it for me. But see, here's the thing. Like, there are people who will actually like make a cryptocurrency for you for like $300 in Bitcoin. In the real cryptocurrency that has value. But I don't really want to do it that way. I think I either need to find a fiend fan who knows how to do this, or it'll probably be like me and Android apps, where I asked for 6 months for someone to make a fiends app and then just did a bunch of reading one night and figured out how to do it myself. So I'll probably do it myself. It can be done. But yeah, man. If anybody can make cryptocurrencies, contact the Freedom Fiends. It's Fiend Dean, F-E-E-N-D-E-E-N. No, D-E-A-N. How do I spell my name? Fiend Dean at gmail.com.
That church farm school education coming into play.
No, I was thinking of who's the racist cook lady, Dean?
Can you get a bingo score when Paula somebody Dean. Else says it?
Paula Dean. Yeah, it's D-E-E-N.
Paula Dean. Yo, Jeremy, did you hear before the show that I'm working on All Fiends Bingo?
Yes.
With Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms. Live.
So I got screwed. It's not just Bernie, it's also the artist for Bernie that got screwed. I got screwed by the
DMC. Trolled. So did you get kicked off of Artists for Bernie as soon as they realized you were just trolling them?
Yes, absolutely. It was less than 24 hours.
Wow. So what are you upset about? Why are you upset with the DNC other than they exist?
Show me on the convention center where the DNC hurt you. So their first night when they had closet gay Cory Booker and
Trump had an out gay. What's happening to the world when the Republicans have an openly gay speaker at their convention and the DNC has a closeted gay speaker? Woo!
What
crazy time.
Am I right, fellas? So yeah. Closet gay Cory, goofy Elizabeth. Commonly referred to as Pocahontas. All these people are given their speeches.
I'm as black as she is Native American.
But
I think you're more.
These people give their speeches, it's what they call labor leader night, where they have the head of various unions come in. They have the head of the AFL-CIO, they have the head of the Teamsters, they have the head of this union, that union, the nurses, the teachers. They all got like it was like a New York City open mic. They all got like a minute and a half to like spit their hot fire. It impressed them very quickly, and then get off. And it was mostly like, we're gonna fight for workers, woo! And I don't understand why I, as head of the Feensters Union, fighting for 15 buttons, which is falling right into the theme of the convention. Why was an invitation not extended to me to come address the DNC and talk about the need for bigger buttons, creamy audio, control of the scheduling robot? These are, you know, these are things that are concerned to average people out there. The development of new bingo boards, things like that. So, and then if I had time left at the end, I would have played a couple rounds of Stormfront or SJW with them.
So speaking of stand-ups, I want to talk about Louis C.K. for a minute. Do you like Louis C.K.? You have to like Louis C.K., don't you? Miller
yep. Puck? Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. So there's this movie. Everyone should see it. Even though it's only in theaters, but somehow I saw it otherwise. It's called The Secret Life of Pets. And, you know, I would never do anything illegal, but let me say this. Camis have gotten a lot better. You guys know what camis are?
It's camouflage. No. It's what you wear to a country show.
No. Yeah, so you blend in with all the other people in camouflage. No, camis are pirated movies that aren't taken off of the DVD or off of TV. They are shot with a camera in the theater. And they used to look horrible.
Oh, yeah.
They used to look like, you know, I mean, the audio was horrible. The video was horrible. You'd see people walking by in front of the guy going to the bathroom or the popcorn stand. No, but they have gotten really good. One thing I know, like, I saw one a few years ago that had pretty bad video, but the audio was stellar. And I found out the way they were doing the audio now is they'll have someone pretend to be deaf and request one of the, you know, theaters are required by law now to have the, like headsets for the deaf. And they plug that. You don't know about that?
If they're deaf, what does a headset do for them? I'm confused.
If they're really, really hard of hearing, like
amplifies what they can.
Yeah, it's basically like a little
radio. I was like, receiver. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I thought they did the whole reading
good
thing.
Good point. No, but they have those in most theaters now, and you know, people get those and they have a jack on them, and they just plug the jack into a digital recorder and record nearly perfect audio, and then sync it later with the crappy video they'd shoot with a video camera. But I don't know how they did this, but it's definitely a cami because it's not quite as good as a DVD rip, but it's, and at one point you can see it jiggle like somebody bumped the camera, but I don't think it's like in someone's, you know, glasses or something. I think what they do is they go to a theater that has a balcony and don't go on the first day, like go the second or third day when it's not full, like during the work day when everyone's in school or, you know, not school in the summer, but, you know, go up in the balcony and probably like set it up on the edge of balcony and, you know, so it's on the balcony so it's solid, and then use the hearing impaired headphone things. It looks stunning. Like, this thing's not out on DVD yet, but it's I hear it's on the torrents, so it's great. Louis C.K. is the voice of the head dog, and that's good too. And there's other good things about it. What is it? The government's the enemy. The term leash lovers is a dirty word that outdoor pets use for house pets. Animation story voices are all awesome. You know, remember Ratatouille? Who's the guy, the actor that I like that was the main voice in Ratatouille?
Oh, I just saw that last year and I forgot.
Yeah, the gun grabber guy. Do you know that?
No. Richard Simmons.
No. Come on.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Who's doing the intro?
I got it.
Cool. Murder Dog.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we're back.
Murder Dog. So there is a murder dog in the movie The Secret Life of Pets. There is a pit bull, but he has like a S&M kind of an S&M-y looking like body harness and muzzle on for most of the movie. But he's
that's depressing. Mean,
he is mean. But
well, I'll see.
That's not really a full murder dog game. That's almost like a homicide dog, a manslaughter dog. I think. Wait, all murders are homicides, but not all homicides are murders. So yes, but all homicide, all murders and manslaughter is homicide. Even you know, actually, even killing somebody in self-defense and being legally determined that it's in self-defense is considered homicide. Except when a cop kills somebody, it's probably not homicide.
No.
If you kill somebody and they're gay, it's a homicide.
Wow. And before we get letters, Steve has sex with men. He can say that. And I'm 164.
Just one now. I don't know if that still counts. Yeah.
You got roped in.
I'm old.
You got roped in. You settled down.
I got roped in, and now I'm spending all my time at the Joseph R. Biden Train Station and Cultural Learning Center.
Yep. For kids who can't liberty well. Yeah. Yeah. You,
I mean, would I prefer to be spending my time at the Ron Paul Free Market Train Station? Yeah, but that's in Texas.
Yeah, but you hit 33 and you haven't caught HIV and you haven't been beaten up for rough trade yet, and you figure it's time to cut your worms and cut bait and settle down and become a house pet.
A Vietnamese man that looks like a linebacker.
Nice. Nice. Is he younger than you?
That's sweet.
Like
here's the deal. When it comes to Asian dudes, I don't drive a V4. I need a V8. I need a Mercury Mountaineer. I don't need a GL.
Speaking of HIV, I have a thought that could be another way to make money on the gray market with Bitcoin. So since you know the program director at that radio station in Kensington, WHIV, maybe you could do a pay-to-play thing, do a payola scam to debut people's rap record on the radio. Like, get please, them please, the only airplay they'll ever get, you know?
Please donate Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
Yeah, that would be great. And I'll not tell the manager either. I'll just be like, yo, you need to listen to this rap track. It's fire. And they're at Temple. So they'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, man. This is really, really good.
Just sneak in when he goes out for a bomb break. That's
he's looking out for me. Certainly, he's not going to go home and take a bath in Bitcoin.
Yeah, and you could act, you know, you could tell the rapper, like, all right, at 2 p.m. tomorrow, turn your radio to WHIV. And, you know, after, and you can actually.
You'll get your results.
When you get well known. Oh, man. WHIV. Pay to play on WHIV. You'll get your results. I like it. What's the motto of that station? I forget.
WHI. Oh, what is it? I haven't listened to
this. Something catchy. The catchiest station in Kensington.
The throbbing vein of Kensington.
Yeah, that was it. That was one of them.
Yeah, somebody made that. Paul, our friend Paul Gordon.
Yeah, get up on the mic like a big boy there, Steve.
Our friend Paul Gordon made us a nice little audio, John. It's Philly, so I could say John.
Yeah.
That plays like fairly frequently. But mostly it's just Fiends episodes.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I hear. You know, and also you could actually manipulate the real estate market. You know, it's not payola. It's not illegal if you say you're getting paid to play it. That's how payola works. It's only if you don't say that. So, which is stupid.
So if you just say, give me money and I'll get
yeah.
Give me money and I'll get it played.
Give me money on this pirate radio, this illegal radio station. It'll be legal if you say that it's pay to play. But, you know, you could also, and I don't know how legal this would be, but you'd also manipulate the real estate market. Like, for instance, that $10,000 house that Lisa's looking at, that the only problem that it has is that people debut their rack record at 4 in the morning in front of it. You could tell
those
people.
And it doesn't have a kitchen or plumbing, but whatever.
Well, that, come on, man. But just consider it camping. But so those people, like, once you get known, like, once WHIV starts breaking new acts and getting known for that, and, like, you know. There's a value to it
in shedding Bitcoin, those T cells
in Bitcoin. Yes, you know, you can tell the people in front of Lisa's new house, hey, debut it elsewhere, 6 blocks away from here. Never play it loud out here, and I'll give you some free spins on WHIV. I'll give you some free WHIV. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Because I thought you were going to tell me that I should explain to these people how to set up a mine.
When I explain
how mail works, they're amazed. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and you're not talking email; you're talking mail.
Have I ever Stay told mail. You about being ghetto Google? Have I ever explained this?
People have. Go ahead.
So, like,
you're
so
the
like
one guy with night. Google in a 4-block square area.
So late at night, they'll like roll a big fat blunt, and they'll
knock
be passing
your
it
window.
Around, and they'll knock on my window, and they'll be like, "Yo, yo, yo, Steve, I got a question." Is Ghana in Africa, and is it near Egypt? And I'm like, yo, it
yes
is 1:10. It is 1:10 in the morning, and I am talking to the people of Grand Forks, North Dakota on LRN. I do not have time to be answering questions about
Africa. Nice. Nice shout out to one of our affiliates. That was well done. But
yeah. I try to spread them around, you know, little podcasts. By the way, big shouts to the Sports Gambling Podcast who sent me a shirt. Really got the bedside manner going on. And if that that football podcast, that podcast on Fiend Phone that you sent me today, if you ever need a host to give his football analysis, I volunteer my services for free, no Bitcoin required. I already have Fiend Phone, obviously, so I'm ready to hit the ground running, explaining why the Browns will win the Super Bowl or whatever. I'll take whatever position you want.
All right. So anyway, we're talking about Ratatouille, which is a movie. So we're talking about The Secret Life of Pets. I highly recommend this movie. And when I was out on my yacht today in international waters where this is legal, and somebody was showing me a cami of it on their phone, and I watched the whole thing with my wife while we held our pets and petted them and cried and held each other's hands and said, I love you too. Cause it's that kind of movie. Like, you know, it's the typical movie, you know, where the curious cat and the interesting dog meet in real number two that they describe in that weird, weird, creepy scene in Fight Club. No, but it's, you know, friends become enemies, enemies become friends, the pets can talk, but they really act like pets. Whoever wrote this nails it. Like, they know about pets, they have pets, and how rare is that these days? But it's a great movie. So yeah, there is a cami of it out there that's really, really watchable. I'll say that. So but the main voice is Louis C.K. and it's interesting, like, you know, major studio put this out, and I saw Louis C.K. last night or the night before on Daily Show with Jon Stewart guesting, and Louis C.K. was telling rape jokes and talking about how much he loves rape jokes, and he ended his little bit with telling Jon Stewart that, you know, men needed to listen to women more, but feminists needed to shut up, and we need to not worry about rape jokes so much so we can all just get back to killing the Jews. And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, this is the guy that, you know, basically the new Disney type. It's not Disney, but it might as well be, is hiring. And then I realized, like, Disney had Patton Oswalt, you know, the main voice in Ratatouille. And I realized, like, the reason they've never had him back isn't because he tells jokes like, well, you know, I was banging this overweight teenage hooker in Mexico out of, like, something like out of a Hubert Selby novel. All right, Steve, did you get that? Bingo.
Yep.
And he gets away with it, and he still voices Disney movies. But he bashed the product. He actually talked, like, said bad things about Ratatouille in one of his acts. Louis C.K. wouldn't do that. Louis C.K. can tell rape jokes and tell feminists they need to shut up and talk about killing the Jews. But that doesn't matter, even if it's a Jewish-run studio. As long as you don't bash the product, man, you never bash the product.
But to put, if Louis got problems, though. Louis got problems.
Speak up, son. Like, you're on radio.
Did you see the problem with Louis these days, though? Why he is drawing feminist ire?
No. Oh, he's been accused of rape or something, hasn't he?
Sexual. Sexual. Well, basically false imprisonment and then sexual assault. He locks women in rooms and then pleasures himself in front of them. And does this
allegedly.
But
it's,
well,
but it's not, it's not a crime if you're famous, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yes.
Lisa?
And let me tell you, when that article came out, when that article came out and Roseanne Barr accused him and said, all right, well, I kind of, like, believe these women, when that article came out, it was the comedy cuck apocalypse on my Facebook wall, because all these people who side with the survivor in every sexual assault case to signal how progressive they are, but also would never question any comedian more famous than them, where their heads were all about to explode. They had no idea. They were all just waiting for the first person to jump on Louis so they could all pile on.
Roseanne Barr is a communist who's also a gun nut, unlike most of them. She actually has talked about, basically said, like, you'll get my AK-47 when you pry it out of my cold dead hands. And she's a totally independent liberal. What?
She ran for president 4 years ago.
I missed that. She, I guess, did? I remember.
She was only on the ballot in California, but yeah.
Of course she was.
She was, it was like the Peace and Freedom Party or something like that.
I think she's jealous of Louis C.K. because he's up and coming and, like, he's the thing and she used to be the thing about 20
years
ago. Well,
the problem is he locks the door, like, before he's up and coming.
Oh, man. All right, so let's move right along to the teaser for this thing about the Wyoming murder-free zone, or the zone where you can murder people and get away with it, allegedly. You want to tease this, Lisa? You brought it to the table.
You want me to tease it?
Yeah.
Yellowstone's zone of death allows for totally legal murder. So apparently there's a 50-mile area in Yellowstone National Park where the purge can happen all year long. I saw this in an article on crack.com. If a body kills a body coming through the section of the park, adorably nicknamed the Zone of Death, the law is currently at a loss for what to do. So you said you've heard about this before.
Yeah. I thought there was actually a case, but maybe there wasn't. But yeah, there's a zone that's in Wyoming that's kind of like no man's land as far as, like, what state it is or whether it's under federal or state jurisdiction or, it's like 50 miles. It's in Yellowstone Park, right? Where Montana and Idaho and Wyoming meet. Yeah. The thing about Wyoming is no one knows any about it. It's why I live here. You know, like, the Louis C.K. was on Jeopardy recently.
Dean and his weird friends, tasting you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
So, Lisa.
Yes.
Tell me why the Wild West still contains a place where everyone can kill everyone, and it's like 20 feet from my house.
Because no one lives there.
Close. No, because, yeah, there's no law in Wyoming. What are you talking about?
It's the Wild West. No one lives there, so no jury can be formed. So there can't be a trial, and a murderer would go free.
And where is this place? Where is this wonderful place?
This feels like a setup. No, this is in... Oh, where is it? Where exactly is it?
It's, I think it sits in the, I think this part of the park actually sits in this like tiny little corner of Idaho. I think that's how it's actually not the jurisdiction can't really work, because for jury trials it's supposed to be, you know, jury appears from around you, so it can't be the Wyoming. According to the story, they can't be from Wyoming because they're not actually in Wyoming, it's Idaho, and it can't be people from Idaho because the state of Wyoming claims Yellowstone as its own, for, you know, they have everything. So it ends up literally being a like no man's zone where anybody can.
Here's the problem with this. You could be charged federally for murder in that place, especially since Yellowstone is administered federally. But you could be charged for murder federally anywhere in America because government. Not that I think murder should be legal, but
right.
People are almost universally charged for murder by their state, not federally. The federal government doesn't like to mess with that for some reason. That's why a president can't exonerate somebody for murder, because it's usually not a president. Not that people usually get exonerated for murder if they actually did it. But states love to throw people in prison for things, and murder is one of them. But I think there's like, you know, 15 or 20 people in federal prison for murder. And it's usually like murdering a judge or something. But the feds can charge you for murder anywhere. So there's no such thing as a place in America where if you committed murder, you'd get away with it because they could not form a jury. That's just ridiculous.
Apparently there's a case, I just found some information on this, where a man shot an elk in Montana. This was in 2005.
Yeah.
And he was standing in Yellowstone when he fired the shot. He dragged the elk's head to a truck parked in Yellowstone. So he was indicted in the U.S. District Court for the District of Wyoming. But the man objected that he had a right to be tried by jurors from the Montana portion of the park, which is actually somewhat possible because the Montana part of Yellowstone is inhabited. But there are few enough residents that a trial will be difficult. So instead of trying to call a jury or present an argument for why the Sixth Amendment didn't entitle him to a trial, the court dismissed the argument because it would imply that Yellowstone contains a zone of death. So apparently there are three problems with this. If Congress implies there is a zone of death, then not the attorney making the point in court. Yeah, this is interesting. Apparently, it's a little too messy, and the courts don't want to deal with it, so they just kind of threw this case out. But it was a killing of an elk, not a human being. Aww. So I'm imagining if a person were killed, it would be a different story, aww, I think. But now we're giving people... Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think it matters to them. They're just, whoever wants to claim jurisdiction is going to try to jump all over it regardless.
Sure, yeah. Interesting, though.
What's the old line? They'll pretty much indict a ham sandwich, unless, of course, you know, you're one of theirs.
I think as far as Bitcoin, speaking of Bitcoin, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it do the DNS thing, because, I don't know, that's got so many problems. I don't really want to, like, make a coin that's really trying to do something other than being a Me Too coin that can be traded for radio ads or yak meat. So there. So the people who are listening and asked and wanted to know about this coin. Yeah, I'm going to let you guys go at the next break and do the rest of the show. Because we haven't heard from Lisa much, too, or Jeremy, because Steve Miller and Miller and I talk too much. But I'm going to go work on making a crypto coin or learning how. Yeah.
great.
Well, that sounds exciting.
I think it's a great idea, really. I do.
Well, yeah.
I like Bitcoin idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bitcoin.
Call it Bitcoin. Yeah. Put the cat on there. I like the cat mouth.
Put the cat on there. Yeah.
The cat mouth.
Oh, Steve sent an image. Did he send an image? Yeah.
Uh-oh. I sent you guys something. Did Steve
As long as somebody sends it to me, we're all good.
Nope, he sent it to me. I don't know why he sent it to me. It's just,
All right, well, send it to me, and we'll say goodnight.
All right. I'll send you a bunch of pictures, and maybe you can combine some of them somehow.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Wow. Alright. So we're back. Everybody keeps running away. Steve decided to go to bed. Michael left us to go play with some Bitcoin or something. I don't know.
He's going to create Bitcoin.
Hey, I have faith in him. Yeah. I have faith in him. Like he said, last time he decided he gave up on waiting for other people to put together an app. So he sat for a weekend and figured out how to do it. So there you go. So
I'm sure I'll give it. Really optimistic. I'm sure he can do it. No, I'm completely confident that he can do it. I think it's a great idea. I'm surprised he didn't think of it sooner. He's probably been thinking about it for a while. But anyway, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I've always said I don't think Bitcoin is going to be the end-all be-all. It just happened to be one of the first to market that took hold, you know? It could always be replaced by something, anything else.
Yeah, I think a lot more things are to come. I sit back and I watch and observe anything that has to do with money, because I worked in the financial industry for a while and I know what can happen. So I'm probably too cautious, but it's just what I'm comfortable with. But I think that Bitcoin would be awesome. I would be confident enough to invest in that.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? I mean, why?
Well, that's what with any of the startup ones. It's always about getting in on the ground floor and
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, and we have our Fiends Union for us now, so I'm sure that Steve will help negotiate good, you know, deals for us.
Yeah, there you go. Not only will we get paid in buttons now on top of it, we'll get paid in Bitcoin that has, like, no value whatsoever. That's not true. What do you say? He's going to base it on yak meat and on radio ads. Yeah, so basically no value whatsoever. All right, great.
Let's see. Bitcoin, yeah, yak meat and buttons. And I mean, I'll take it. I don't know.
But I was, I was asking you during the break if you saw this one story. I actually wanted to touch on this because I've seen stuff like this before, and I'm surprised it actually makes the news when it happens, because you figure they want to cover things like this up. But there's a story from, where is it? Where's Fort Carson? I read the thing and then I forgot to check where it actually is.
It's Colorado.
Oh, there you go. Colorado Springs, where Diane is. apparently there was a home invasion where there was little kids in the house at the time, and there was four guys who broke in, and guess what? They all came from the base at Fort Carson. Like, that's just, they like, and there's no, there's like, it's a weird story. Like, they supposedly knew the people or something like that and walked in with their guns and said, this is, give us stuff. And the people said no. And they said, okay, we're going to come back. But then there's like,
yeah, this is a weird story.
Yeah, and it's very sketchy. But like I said, I've seen other stuff like this before where it because of their, exalted positions, just like the cops who get to investigate themselves and manage to get off with nothing to happen to them. A lot of the times, a lot of these soldiers with stuff like this, they manage to get it involved where it's, well, it's not going to be a legal trial. It'll be a military tribunal or whatever it is. And then they get to go through the court martial process instead. So they don't actually, and then they make, in the end, a lot of these guys just get out with like dishonorable discharges and no real penalties. And it's, I don't know. It just bothers me.
Yeah, me too. This one's really bizarre too, and it's really scary. And I hope that this isn't one of those situations where they just get a slap on the wrist, because it's bad enough on its own, but with two children there, young kids there, it's a big deal. It's really disturbing. It says they do face charges of child abuse over the break-in and menacing. Yeah. Well, I found a story on the Daily Mail. They have one that's a little bit more detailed.
Oh, there you go. See, that would have been. Now I feel bad saying that. No, I don't.
I just found it. Well, yeah, it's too soon to tell. I mean, we have reason to be skeptical, because we know from following these kind of stories for years what the outcome usually is, and it's usually in favor of the police, the soldier, the government. Thugs, they usually get the things that they get away with, and it's just so blatant, isn't it? I mean, I can't. The stories get worse and worse, and I'll think, well, okay, this time they're going to get in trouble. Like, they're not going to get away with this because it got so much exposure, and it's so bad, it's atrocious, and then boom. Oh, you know what? We investigated ourselves, and we found we didn't do anything wrong.
Really, yeah.
Same thing, different day.
Yeah. But on the other side of this too is like, what do four soldiers have? Like, why? I mean, if it's like a personal beef with somebody, okay, maybe. But like, what are they doing that they have the time to do this type of stuff? Shouldn't they be like, working to get that money that they take from all of us to pay them? Like,
right.
if they have that much time, free time, that they could just be sitting around and planning home invasions, shouldn't they either be, put somewhere else, or maybe they're not needed? There's interesting that. Concept.
That is, yeah.
I'm sure that may give a lot of conservatives, a heart attack, the thought of lessening the military, because so many people think, oh, like somebody like Obama has decimated the military. No, he really hasn't. And the military industrial complex that Eisenhower warned about how many years ago now at this point, decades ago,
yeah.
It has never shrunk. It has always gotten bigger. Like, they may say, oh, we're going to cut the budget. No, they don't.
No, they don't. And they never will. I'm not optimistic. I've kind of given up hope on that.
And there's black budgets everywhere for every organization and every alphabet agency. So even if they cut the budget visibly to the public, it's still not, they're still getting their money.
Oh, yeah, you have to look deeper within that, because the war is profit. I wrote an in-depth article about this, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, and it was, and I knew some of this, on a very basic level already, but doing that research was eye-opening, because there are websites where you can go and check out, who's funding who and where the money's coming from, and opensecrets.org is a good one for that. And you can, people will say, for example, Hillary Clinton, if Donald Trump becomes president, we're going to have more war and more violence. And I say, have you looked at Hillary's record? You know, have you looked at who gives her money? So, no matter who's president, none of this stuff is ever going to slow down. There's too much money in it, and all the corrupt government thugs are never going to let this cash cow die. I feel like, though, with this story, going back to this, I think there's more to this. Like, I don't know. Do you? Do you feel like there's, like, a big piece missing?
Well, I'm sure there is. It's just, you know, It's just like anything else. It's quick reporting. And, of course, I've already, you know, jumped the gun by assuming they weren't going to even get charged. So, you know, I'm sure there is. But like I said, I'm now more concerned with why they have the free time to be able to do this type of stuff.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, like I said, obviously, I know the people in charge never want to let go of this power, and they never want to let go of the money supply, but you know, for everybody out there who might be listening, doesn't it seem odd to you that these people have this kind of time? Why do you need this money? Why do you need this type of military? Why do you, you know?
Yeah, and it was 6:30 on a Sunday night. Shouldn't they be sleeping or something, or like scrubbing the floors? I don't know. I thought, I mean, don't they have to get up really early? I thought.
I thought that's how things work. Yeah, don't things like that, isn't that how it works around there? And even if they're out for a weekend, don't they have to be back in by then on a weekend pass? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's just, there's something fishy about this, and we'll probably never know the details that are, I think, missing right now.
Well, I mean, like you said before, hopefully, just because the fact that there was kids involved, that may actually, that's one of the times that not necessarily the system really works, because, well, it never really does, especially because the you know, even if you successfully win in court, and the person, you know, ends up going to jail or something, well, if you still live in that area, then you pay taxes directly to fund the guy or whoever for being in jail for however long they are.
Right.
So you end up having to pay for it, which is just the most insane thing of all. So there's no, you know, well, that's the...
all upside down and backwards.
It's the legal system for you. There's not a justice system. It's such a lie. There's no such thing as justice and a system where
the injustice system.
Yeah, that works now. Too.
Yeah. I feel like it's insulting to people who have to deal with that system to call it a justice system, because it's not. I know people right now who are going through some pretty serious stuff, and it would be strange to me to talk about it with them and call it justice when it's not.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I've always, well, not always, but ever since I figured all this stuff out, differentiated between legal and justice, because that's what it is. It's a legal system. It's built on man-made laws, not the silly rule of law thing that people always talk about, which I always have to laugh now when I hear that, because it doesn't make any sense. How can you have a rule of law and not of man when a man wrote the law? And a man enforces the law.
Like, I may wrap their heads around that.
I may sound condescending when I say that, but I mean, come on, like, it's so bloody
logical.
It's like rudimentary stuff when you really look at it. Like, oh yeah, that's just silly. Why did I ever believe that?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what's going to end up happening to these guys, but like I said,
probably nothing.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like I said, hopefully, because there's kids involved, that's the one time that it seems to do something, like, because most people do want to protect children at their, you know, it is in their nature, even the evil government thugs, you know, the prosecutors and everybody, all those people, like, they still, like, most of them have a soft spot for children. So hopefully, well, I mean, not hopefully the kids were involved, but, you know, I mean, they weren't, we don't know, but according to the story, they weren't hurt. So as long as they weren't hurt, and hopefully these guys will be punished in some way, which even that's kind of, I don't know. Well,
wishful thinking. But
they were on the dole to begin with. Forget about them. Whatever.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs by sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the road to freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
So we're back for the final segment.
Hopefully with a little redemption, because yeah. I think this is funny. Yeah.
Well, let's go. We need to laugh.
Okay.
We laughed a lot, but let's laugh some more. It's always a good way to finish the show. What do you got for us?
I think so, too. So there's a guy in England who drives his kids to school in a tank every day. So the thing weighs, like, I don't know, I don't know how much this thing weighs. It actually doesn't say. But I guess this guy has a fleet of 130 military vehicles that are worth over 2 million pounds. And he drives his two sons to school every day in one of his tanks. And there's a really neat picture online of the kids sitting in this tank. But this seems like something that would be illegal, but apparently it's not, because as long as your treads are modified to prevent road damage, you can just roll right on up to the 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee and enough hardware to overthrow a Banana Republic, and no one can say anything to you. And, you know, in the United States, apparently you just need a $200 federal destructive device permit to drive something like this.
A destructive device permit.
I know. I've never heard of this before.
Now, let me ask. Now, I wonder, do the local police and their MRAPs have to have destructive device permits? Or. Interesting.
I'm down. I know. I wish I'd heard about this sooner, because this is something that, you know, I'm curious about just for my reasons.
You're going to solve your problem with your neighbors by getting a tank? I mean, that could work, but
I'm just gonna fill up the whole parking lot so no one else can park here, because tonight it was, well, when you're trying to sleep and you hear chaos outside, and you look out the window and it's just police everywhere and neighbors, people crying and screaming, and you know, you sometimes want to take drastic action. I think I'm just sleep deprived and really delirious right now, and just talking gibberish because, you know, loud neighbors every night, no sleep for a couple of weeks now, takes a toll on a person. I don't recommend it.
I wouldn't know about that. I don't sleep anyway.
How do you do that anyway? What's your secret?
Honestly, I have no idea how I'm doing it these days. I'm on. I put myself on fiend time pretty much all the time. So even on nights when I'm not doing the show, I'm usually up close to as late
as I usually am doing the show.
Do you take naps?
I mean, occasionally I'll nod off for a half an hour or so. Before I was hanging out with my kids and they were finishing watching a show, and I fell asleep for the last 10-15 minutes of it, and they were like, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Daddy, it's over." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'm up.
Wow.
And every once in a while, last week I ended up crashing one night at midnight. I sat down on the couch and I was like, okay, I still got a few more things to do before I go to bed, but I'm actually going to go to bed early tonight. And the next thing I knew, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, whoa, I guess I needed that.
Whoa. Wow.
But you know, I don't know. I just keep trucking along every day. I'm not even drinking that much coffee either, 'cause it's just been too darn hot and I love my bulletproof coffee, but it's just too much work to make it and then drink it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll survive. I'll find some way. I've been living off Gatorade and water, which is fine.
Is it you that won't drink cold coffee too? I don't like cold coffee.
You know what? I don't like cold, regular coffee. I've drank they call it iced coffee, but it's, more almost an iced latte type thing. Those ones I can tolerate, but I'm just not coffee either has to be hot or I don't know, or at least lukewarm, because I'll drink it as it's,
Right, me too.
On a hot day after it's sitting out, I'll still drink that. But yeah, cold is just, I don't know. I don't see the purpose.
What about the monster drinks?
No, I still have not touched one of those. It's been now...
Wow, good.
Gosh, I don't even know. Since January, February, March, whenever I finally gave up on those, I haven't touched one since.
Nice. So, that's what I was wondering, if you gave in.
No, and that's, like I said, I don't know. I don't know how good. I'm doing it.
Adrenaline.
There you go. It's got to run out eventually, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, but yeah.
All right. Well, we made it to the end again. So now you maybe, hopefully you can go get yourself some sleep.
Yeah. Nick, I hope so. We'll see, right?
Yeah.
If not, I need to...